For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Strat House.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Blondie.
The big dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, have the latest. By the way, remember this. 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Tyler, how is Moneybags been? I don't know how your weekend was.
It's been very, very up and down.
Up and down.
No clear, like, real heaters I've gotten on. No real bad streaks. It's just been a red number, a green number.
Basically breaking even.
Yeah. But tonight, that all changes. Because I got the lock of the week, possibly the month. If anyone wants to make some money out there.
Everyone want to make some money. Don't tease us. What's the problem?
Possibly the damn lock of the month. You Astros fans, perk them ears up. Bet on Eric Geddy. He's pitching for your Astros tonight in Cincinnati. Eric Geddy over 5.5 strikeouts. That is easy money, and the odds are great. Go lock that in right now. Max bet. Eric Geddy over 5.5 Ks. He'll have it by probably the end of the fourth.
Put me 100 on it.
Got you, bro. Ron?
Where are you at, Ron?
He's bet enough for
yeah,
a
I know
while.
You like it. Don't act like you don't like it. I know you really like it.
It's a great one. I mean, he's got his last several games, 11, 6, 5, 13, 12, 8.
Well, I mean, he didn't have to get close to that. He could have his worst game tonight and still win money.
6, got a 10 strikeout game in there. I mean, he seems to get him.
Bad news, Clint. Can't place that for you.
Thanks, bum.
I used up all my space on my board today.
Thanks for thinking about me, man.
I mean, I don't do it like to spite you. I lock my bets in the morning, and then sometimes my money's tied up.
Hey, man, he said, bang, put me 100 in there for you. Damn.
I mean, you know I would if I could.
Can't do it. Can't do it. It's a good bet, too. You might want to find your own.
You got a guy.
Your own person. Get your own guy. That's not bad. 5.5. Just need to get to 6. There you go. Like Emmett, you know, you see something like that for him and Kikuchi. That Hunter Brown, that's easy one to jump on right there.
I love Kikuchi!
There you go. Hopefully that wins for both of you. All right, a little update here before we get you ready for this game tonight. I think with Kyle Tucker, a little update with Kyle Tucker, who we heard could be back in this series against the Reds, could be back in the homestand. Well, this is coming from Dana Brown, the general manager on the Astros flagship. I think we have a chance to see Tucker in the next 3 to 5 days. He's right there on the brink. We're still discussing it, but it'll probably be right back with the big league club. Astros general manager Dana Brown said of Kyle Tucker. So no rehab start, according to Dana Brown. But it looks like, and I saw that video of him running the bases, and he looks like he's close enough to get there. So 3 to 5 days.
Good enough. Get out there.
Yeah, close enough. You asked yesterday, is he back in the lineup today? I mean, absolutely not. But it looks like 3 to 5 days, Kyle Tucker could be back. He also took BP today as well in Cincinnati, so he's on the trip. So he's getting closer.
Double down Dana Brown. He doubled down on him being back in Cincinnati first week of September. clearly he's not going to be back Wednesday, possibly Thursday in Cincinnati. So I'm a little bit pissed off at that.
Well, but he's not giving dates.
I'll take 3 days. I'll take 3 days. And look, I'll be honest with you. I'll take 3 to 5 days. I'll be honest with you. I greatly appreciate the sense of urgency in this. Like, I like the thought that, hey, we don't need to go Sugar Land and swing the bat for 2 games. Like, let's just plug this guy right back into big leagues and let's rock and roll. I love that sense of urgency and that approach. So on one hand, 3 to 5 days happens to not be in Cincinnati, which I don't appreciate because I was getting pretty excited about this. I will take 3 to 5 days, however, and I appreciate the aggressiveness.
Hopefully he's there in one of those games against the Diamondbacks and he brings it back. But that is interesting because there were most reports coming through that he would have some rehab assignments. I know I talked to Adam Spillane. He said the same thing. But we'll see. Off 3+ months, it will be. And go right in into against Major League Pitching and against a team in Arizona, hopefully, that's in the wild card race. They're fighting for their playoff positioning as well. So they'll be bringing it with their pitching staff. So he's going to come right in and roll. So that is, though, good news. Good news with Kyle Tucker, and he'll slide his way somewhere in this lineup. Tyler has him in the potential 5 or 6 spot in the lineup upon his return.
I think I like 5. I think I like 5.
Yeah, I'll take.
I won't turn my nose up.
I'll take 3rd or 4th.
I'll put him 3 or 4.
That's what
I'll put him in a 2-hole. I'll put him in a 2-hole. I'll put him between my top 2 guys, at least the healthy ones, Alvarez and Altuve. Make sure that he sees some really good pitches, gives him the best chance best chance possible to see those good pitches and get that swing back, that timing back, that rhythm back, and I'd stick him right there in the middle of it.
So yeah, that's coming. That's coming hopefully soon. Again, I would just urge Dana to stop putting dates on this. Dana said something August. Remember, that was the day where Joe said, yeah, I don't know if I'll say August. That feels aggressive. The next day, Dana said, oh, yeah, looking real good, man. Hitting him out of the ballpark. Looking at August. Now he said 3 to 5 days. Hold on. Hold tight.
It's a fluctuating schedule, Rob.
Yeah, it is. But it does, by video, look like he's getting close.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Astros are back in action tonight as they are in Cincinnati. They'll look to try to even up the series behind Spencer Arrighetti and Clint. We've done a lot of talking about Justin Verlander, and naturally the one that you would first, all right, you'd say first is, all right, you know, Spencer Arrighetti, 4.63 ERA, 7-11, the young guy, the rookie pitcher, has not been not really thrown this many innings in his career. He would naturally be the guy. But Clint, Spencer Arrighetti ain't going down without no fight in this sucker. I mean, the way he has pitched lately and the way that he gets swings and misses, and I think you said this a couple of weeks ago, if not last week, it certainly appears that he is getting stronger as the year is going on, which is wild. You keep thinking, is he going to hit a wall? You know, the wall we've seen. We saw Hunter Brown hit that wall as a rookie that hadn't thrown pitches like this last year. He seems to be getting stronger and finding himself. He is making things really difficult in terms of decisions they're going to make for starters.
Well, it's going to be a tough decision any way you slice it. I mean, 4 of the 6 guys are prime, and they are getting stronger. Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and who? You say Kikuchi. He is, they're all 4, I mean, rolling. So, I mean, they're getting better as the season goes along. And so, Verlander's got some time here. Verlander's got to pick this thing up and obviously, you know, get back to pitching well and pitching ace-like. But when it's all said and done, there's 6 guys out there that are dealing. There's 6 guys out there that deserve to start playoff caliber games. And the reality is you're going to be able to use 4 of them in that role. So you're going to have 2 big-time arms in the pen, and it's a good spot. It's a good spot to be in. Spencer Arrighetti is absolutely rolling.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Hopefully he can keep that going tonight.
He can. Hopefully he can, as he is. The real thing with him and Kikuchi,
Kikuchi,
they have really – really picked up the strikeouts. They get swings and misses, which I think may have the possibility of leading them down into that bullpen because they can come out and do
yeah.
that.
So that yeah.
That's a big deal. But hopefully he keeps pitching like this so he can get some taste of postseason baseball.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this news here, another, it seems like every contract sets a new record in the NFL. And the latest one, and this is one for Texans fans to pay attention to, and really Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and Cal and Hannah McNair to pay attention to. The Broncos and cornerback Patrick Surtain have come to terms on a 4-year, $96 million extension. The $24 million that he is going to get per is a record for defensive backs.
Woo!
Love
Patrick
that money.
Surtain has been an all-pro, has been thought of to be one of the top corners in the league. And the reason why I say that is significant is now we see the ballpark, and there are three big-time corners that are in the same class, and that's Derek Stingley, obviously Sauce Gardner, who was taken right behind him, and then the Chiefs have their all-pro corner, Trent McDuffie, who was also taken later on in the first round. Those three guys all are coming up, and this shows you. You're looking at, I won't guess, 25 a year. For maybe Stingley, you would think he goes up above this potentially if he has the season that I think the Texans are hoping he has.
Is the money sign again?
This is one that comes next year that they're gonna have to unload on.
Yes, absolutely. And if Derek Stingley Jr., if his regular season mirrors his preseason, especially after yeah. about week one of camp, which you got to believe it is, assuming he can stay healthy, knock on wood, you better believe he's gonna command that kind of money. No doubt about it. I mean,
who do you think sets the market of those three? You think it's Sauce?
No. I'll be honest with you. I think if Derek Stingley Jr. plays to be in this conversation, he plays well enough to be in this conversation, which I think he will, I think Sauce is the third best one of that bunch.
You're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan, man.
He's the one who's been a two-time All-Pro thus far.
Yeah. You play with a defensive front like that and an overall defense like that, you can go from great to elite in a hurry. You can go from a Pro Bowl guy that scrapes by to being an All-Pro. So
that's interesting. Because right now, just judging by what they've done their first couple of years, if it's those three, we're talking about McDuffie mm-hmm. was an All-Pro last year, but really out of the slot,
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Surtain.
Oh.
Even
them too. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I thought you had Surtain in there. My bad.
But Surtain. So you have Stingley ahead of Sauce Gardner.
Well, right? He's got to play. I mean, I can't put
but
him ahead of
But you're saying you think by the end of the year there's a
If he is as good this year as I think he is, and we see a guy that can do things like shadow Amari Cooper, absolutely. Yes.
All right, so that's the latest there. Also, real quick news with the Texans, Clint. Davis Mills. Davis Mills signs, we were just talking about a little bit with Brandon, he signs a 1-year, $5 million extension with the Texans to remain as the backup quarterback. And hopefully this is not anything that the Texans have to deal with, but as you know in the NFL, there are a lot of – I mean – most quarterbacks are missing at least a game, yep. It seems like. Now they've added 17. I mean, we look at it. I mean, CJ missed two last year. And you know, teams are missing. Quarterbacks are missing games through injury. And now it is clear. There's no going nowhere else right now, Clint. If something were to happen, it's Davis Mills.
Yeah, well, I think that's the statement here, right? I mean, I've seen the same Davis Mills. I mean, you just go out and watch Davis play. If you're into the fundamentals and the tech foot quarterback techniques and the footwork and all this different stuff throwing from the pocket, you're gonna like Davis Mills. I've said it from the jump. I've always thought Davis Mills would be a good. He's gonna land in a place. He's a good backup in this league. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a lot of money and a hell of a life. The statement that the team made last year by not playing him and playing Case Keenum really stuck with me. As it pertains to moving the needle. Like, there's nothing Davis Mills could do this preseason. Like, going out in the Hall of Fame game and completing damn near every pass and not throwing any interceptions. Okay, whatever. I mean, that doesn't surprise me with Davis Mills.
Again,
I'm tipping my cap. No matter what he did, I kept going back to that. Yeah, but this. Look what they did last year. This moves the needle for me. This tells me
more so than them saying, well, yeah, we like what Davis brings to the table. We like this. We like that. This tells me that they legitimately saw something, that Davis did something in that building, in the meeting room, in training camp, at some point in time from when that decision was made last year during the season to play Case Keenum to now. Davis Mills did something to convince these guys that he is their best option at the backup quarterback.
Because they didn't even bring major competition
Bingo.
In.
Bingo.
With it. I mean, they brought Tim Boyle, and we thought Tim Boyle might be competition, but they had Tim Boyle behind Case Keenum.
Yeah, well, it only makes sense, right? I mean,
Keenum was playing 70%.
After the decision they made last year that they were scared to play their backup quarterback, they didn't think highly enough to play their backup quarterback. It only made sense that in the preseason they're clearly going to bring in competition and try to find a guy to be a backup that they can have faith in and belief in. I don't know how they got there. I don't know what they saw, but clearly the money says it. They extended him. They paid him money. They gave him more money. That is, that's all that I need to see. Clearly he did enough to impress Bobby Slowick, Gerard Johnson, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, and I'm here for it.
What's your comfort level right now, Tyler? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what's your comfort level about him coming in for a game or two and giving the Texans a chance to win?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the general go out there and manage games.
Oh, he's back to the general.
I bet you won't wear the jersey.
I bet you won't wear the jersey Sunday.
It's just a fun nickname.
Oh, okay. I thought this is the
guy holding the pine down.
Wear the jersey this weekend.
I don't believe I have that anymore.
That's good.
I think I donated it.
That's good. Good move.
I mean,
well, wait till y'all see the jersey. I got to replace it for the trip to Minnesota. At some point, I want y'all to guess what style of Texans new jersey I got and what name.
You could have. I know it's Stroud. You could have peeled the zero.
Maybe.
You could have peeled the zero, slid the one, and added Diggs instead of throwing something away.
Or he could have just donated it and got it another one.
Yeah, because you would have thrown a $150 jersey in the dump.
He said he donated it. He gave it to somebody that may have needed it.
Once a month, bag up the clothes I've been
wearing. I don't know who he gave it to.
He threw it in the bag. Last name is Mills.
To someone who needed it.
I don't think he knows who. I don't think he knows who it ended up with.
There's some young chap out there just thrilled to death that he's got a really not even worn Davis Mills jersey on his back.
He's got a brand new jersey. He's going to change the name on the back.
You only wore it to Denver, and then you got it dry cleaned.
Exactly. I wore once.
I mean, he's going to change the number. He's going to put Hopkins on the back and frame it.
I wore it twice. I wore it for the show on a Football Friday once. I wore it twice.
Hopkins on the back, get it signed, frame it, put it in your man
cave. You think I'm going to get a Hopkins jersey? He exhibited a little bit of turdish behavior since his departure.
You know what? Believe it or not, Tyler, you've been a turd before.
He is an all-time great.
I've
never denied that.
You don't disown yourself.
No, Hop's an all-time great Texan. I'm not hating too hard, but nah, I don't want a Hopkins
not
jersey.
Too hard.
I just don't want a Hopkins jersey.
Sign on your wall? Liar.
Sign on my wall, yeah. Put a nice frame on that thing. He's already got me a Justin Reed.
He's not ready to wear DeAndre Hopkins classics yet.
Classics.
The classic ones.
Those old deep steel blue.
JJ, yes. Will Fuller, maybe, but he's not ready to wear the classic Hopkins yet.
Shoot. I'd wear Hopkins or Will Fuller.
If you didn't go with Tank Dell jersey, I'm disappointed.
Oh, you know, man. You said I got Stroud. We'll see. Wait till I see it. Oh, it's sick. It's sick.
What, your Stroud jersey?
My new jersey.
Oh, I see. The jersey
I got from a trip to Minnesota.
See if I get you to slip up right
there. Sick. It's cool. All right, coming up, a lot of people think it may be C.J. Stroud is the most important player in this game coming up on Sunday against the Colts. But maybe it's somebody else. We'll discuss who that is coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Bengals, wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase practices ahead of season opener. What the hell did they say to him to get him back in the camp?
Yeah, I've been watching this today.
What is that? What did they
interesting.
Say?
Interesting.
I don't understand why he would do what he's done. Unless there's got to be new money coming or something. There's got to be why would he? What would happen to him wake up today and say, you know what? I'm in now.
Well, the hold in gone wrong.
I'm telling you. I guess a tiger does change his stripes.
And he wouldn't.
Bingle.
Sure. He wasn't just in there. I mean, he's catching routes. He's already in there practicing. Joe's throwing to him. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Maybe he's just reminding him what he's got.
What they did.
This is what y'all going to miss if you don't pay me, man, before
Sunday.
Is that
what he did? He went up? Nah. Somebody promised him something or threatened him. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure. I can't. Like I look at him, like CeeDee Lamb. I don't think there was anything that was going to get CeeDee Lamb to say, you know what? I'm about to come back here and just start practicing again before y'all pay me.
There it was. Glory hole.
So he was serious about that. So maybe we'll see something down the line with your Ja'Marr Chase, but something brought him back. I know it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cracked computer? Leaky fridge? Introducing the future of tech care, where your home tech isn't just covered, it's taken care of. See the future of tech care at Asurion.com/tech care.
They promised him some action or something. I don't know what the hell that was, but his ass is certainly back in there. All right, as the Texans get ready for Sunday's game against the Colts, defensive end Will Anderson Jr., he returns to practice. And Clint, you think this is extremely vital because you get the sense that he may be the most important player in the game for the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah, I do. I think he may be the most important player in the game. I think when you talk about what Indianapolis Colts, what their offense might be, the jury's still out. We have no idea exactly what Anthony Richardson is going to bring to the table. And I'm talking about in the run game, the pass game, Steichen's offense, we have no idea. It's such a small sample size last year that it's easy to blow that out of proportion and act like it happened for 17 games. I don't know. But the one thing I do know is that Anthony Richardson is, from a run game perspective, the closest thing to Cam Newton that we've seen. I do know that Jonathan Taylor, which all Texans fans should know, we watched him keep the Colts in a damn game last year that we ended up winning and going to the playoffs, but Jonathan Taylor scared the hell out of us. And when it comes to those two, what scares me the most and what concerns me the most is if they're able to run the football willingly. If D'Amico Ryan's defense can bow their neck and stop that run game and force it into a game where it's got to be on Anthony Richardson's arm, he's got to try to win it from the pocket, then the Texans, I think, can run away with this game. But as it pertains to stopping the run game, I think Will Anderson is the biggest, most important key on this defense. We can talk about the fact that he doesn't have the pass rushing skill set that a lot of the great pass rushers in this league have. Hell, he doesn't have the skill set that Danielle Hunter has across the ball from him. Talk about that. That's fine. And there's some truth to it. But there's no denying that the most difficult guy to block for four quarters, down in, down out, is Will Anderson. When it comes to, I don't care if it's a tight end and a tackle getting on him in a run game. I don't care if it's just a tackle trying to kick him out in a run game. I don't care if it's a guard pulling, trying to kick him, whatever it may be. The relentless effort, the violence that he brings to every snap in four quarters, that is hell to block in the run game. When you look at the pass game, a tackle is more like a shield, man. The quarterback can drop deep.
set the rush point, slide up in the pocket, and the tackle's really just got to shield him away from him. And then, you know, once you get out there on an island, there's some flaws or some voids, let's call it that, in his pass rush game, where I think the tackle can actually take advantage of. When it comes to playing the run, like, you're not going to be more physical than Will Anderson. You're not going to go harder longer than Will Anderson.
He might be the best at what he does in the front seven, especially if Christian Harris not out there. He may be the best at playing the run.
Yep, and then you talk about, you hear D'Amico Ryans talk about being disciplined. We heard Nick Caserio talk about trusting your instincts, trust your keys. I got to believe that Will Anderson is a student of the game in that regard. We've heard nothing but praise from the coaching staff and the organization. So I got to believe he'll be great there. The instincts that they talk about, there's no doubt about it. He's got great instincts. So I just, Will Anderson being back and healthy and full go today is huge in this game. It's big in any game, but it's huge in this game because I just believe this thing's going to come down to the Indianapolis Colts' ability to run the football or the Texans' ability to stop the run. Like, that's going to be the biggest deciding factor in this ball game.
Because if it's not him, it's what, Barnett or Jerry Hughes.
Yeah, and look, I like those guys, but they ain't Will Anderson for four
when it
quarters.
Comes to that for,
they, not for four quarters. They can spell and create.
Like he seems to get enjoyment as much like blowing up a run play than he
blowing
does
up whatever's in front of him. Whatever's in front of him. What, a guard pulling? Let me get in this guy's chin and blow him up. Yeah, the tackle's gonna try to push. No, that ain't gonna work. Tight end blocking down on me. No, that ain't gonna work. He'll punish those guys. And if he doesn't do it the first time, he's going to do it the second time because he just doesn't go away. And so there's, like, the biggest fear for the Texans is the Colts being able to take the air out of the ball, to milk the clock, to run the football, have long extended drives because you're able to run the football against a team that we have some question marks on the interior defensive line, and you as an offense pose some pretty crazy threats with Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson. If you can stop that run early on against the Colts and allow C.J. Stroud and this explosive offense to get a lead or force the game in a tight ball game, force the game into Anthony Richardson's got to beat you from the pocket. Now, if you try to beat you from the pocket and then he gets loose and does some stuff with his legs, cool. But you got to force him into that pocket, and he's got to process and he's got to drive the football down the field. He's got to be C.J. Stroud ultimately and move this offense down the field from the pocket, then I think you got a huge advantage.
Yeah, there are many defensive ends. Yeah, you played with them. There are many defensive ends that have played, you probably played with in high school. Many of you out there know them. Played in high school, college, up to the pros, that hate playing against teams like, you know, old Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure you can think of when you were at Baytown, a team that just ran it. Ours was Rockhurst. They just ran it. Tony mm-hmm. Temple, they would have them, if you remember him. They would just run it.
Baytown Rangers.
I hated playing against them. I want to rush the passer. That's what I want to do. I want to rush the passer. I will come out and just get out on that outside yep. gap and leave it wide open because I'm rushing the passer every time. Will Anderson digs this game. Will Anderson wants to play against Tommy Frazier and Nebraska every time because he gets enjoyment out of, as you said, busting and blowing the whole thing up. Not everybody does. Pause. Not everybody does.
No, in fact, most don't.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, I played on a lot of different teams, a lot of different levels. I mean, what we're talking about with Will Anderson, there ain't but a handful of people that I bet I've played ball with 2,000 or 3,000 players. There's about 5 to 10 that I'm talking about. A lot of them will tell you there's a big bark, but I'm talking about guys that like to just, and I'm down after down after down after down to rattle teeth. There ain't many of them. He's a different animal now.
I know detail. Hell, Chris Jones is the best D tackle. Chris Jones is over it.
If it ain't a monster game, he ain't trying to get his teeth rattled.
Let me rush the passer. Damn it, that's where I'm about. So no, I like the thought of Will Anderson and his importance because that's what this game is going to be about. And him playing the edges and him focusing in on, all right, are they giving this thing to Jonathan Taylor or is Anthony Richardson coming yep. out the backside and I got to So it's a big deal.
And
for
you,
him.
You can even talk about like that relentless effort, that high motor, and his athletic ability. When you want to talk about it, he is a guy. Now I don't want him in the open field with Anthony Richardson too often, but when you talk about getting an angle and pursuing him and slowing him up and allowing your defensive help to get there, he's got the ability to do that as well. You know, those backups ain't got that ability.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think he is huge in this game. And it's, I'll be honest, I think he's the most important player.
Yeah, more elements, the important elements of this game coming up. And, boy, I may have met my spirit animal with a offensive coordinator in the NFL, because this was me. This was me, I promise you. We'll let you hear what that is coming up next as we continue riding on right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text coming through off a 5 o'clock fire. They fooled me. I thought Mills was gone, and he should be. Davis is a QB3 on a roster. He's not good, not a backup. Somebody else said, or that same person said, my comfort level is a zero in Davis Mills. I wouldn't say a zero.
Easy.
I wouldn't say a zero. Now, you aren't alone, because Clint thought he was in trouble earlier in camp. But clearly, I think what you thought was Tim Boyle would give him a run for his money, but they had Tim Boyle as a candidate.
Yeah, no, look, I thought that after what we saw the organization do last year when they needed their backup quarterback, which was go to their third string, I just assumed that the organization didn't like their backup or wasn't happy with their backup and would go the route of bringing in competition, like legit competition, not a guy that is your third string that's obviously done. I just assumed that guy was Tim Boyle. I've seen Tim Boyle play. I watched him for several days in camp in Green Bay, and I thought, okay, well, let's see this guy. Maybe he can compete with Davis Mills. Clearly, there was never a thought of any competition there with Tim Boyle.
No chance. Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
There was never any doubt who the backup was. And today, with the new contract, there damn sure ain't no doubt who the backup quarterback is. If they need him, we'll see who they go to.
Yeah, and I think zero is low. I'm not going to sit here and say multiple games. Four or five games. But especially if we see what this run game looks like with Joe Mixon, if they can run it at anything, I feel all right with Davis Mills out there.
Yeah, you know, look, I would be. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Because he wasn't
awful against the Browns when he had to come in finally when Case.
Yeah, I mean, look, with a Bobby Slowick game plan, these explosive weapons, this offensive line, I think he'd be fine if he had to play. Now, like I said, I hope we don't ever find out. But I think he would be fine, and I think he'd be pleasantly surprised. I trust that Davis Mills will go out there and play a good brand of quarterback. And yeah.
All right. We'll keep you updated here on the Astros. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Robert Woods will be on the show, as well as Nick Caserio. They'll sit down with the fellas, and you can catch those interviews coming up right behind us on Texans All Access. And then remember, 8 to midnight, as Texans All Access goes from 6 to 8 o'clock. And now 8 to midnight, you can listen to Area 45. Bajani and Creighton, seen them both in here today. See Chris Santiago. He just walked past as well. So we'll be live and local until 11 o'clock, as we said here. We'll keep you updated here on the Astros as they are trying to hold it down. They'll do the post-game show as well on there. They'll try to get back in the win column against the Cincinnati Reds. All right, Clint, before we get into finishing things off with this Colts-Texans game, I was listening to Matt Nagy, who is the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it scared me so much. So now I've ordered big like this. Maybe our order's not quite the same, but this is something that I have done far too many times in my life, in the amount of food, with my wife, the steps that I take to keep things hidden. Listen to him discuss his McDonald's order. And I mean, when he goes through this, he multiple players he walks away from. He starts with Patrick Mahomes, and then Mahomes just walks away from him because if he's annoyed.
He just wanted ketchup.
And he probably just wanted ketchup. But listen to this, because I this scared me because I have done this almost to a T.
We didn't lose until you started eating McDoubles and flurries.
Well, long ball, the long ball. Do you remember the order?
Long ball, what was the order?
A Big Mac, no pickles. Just
no
the
pickles? Not pickle guys?
No. I like pickles, not on cheeseburgers. A Big Mac, no pickles. A double cheeseburger, no pickles. A fish filet. A six-piece nugget with barbecue. Hot fudge sundae and a Diet Coke, and it's all in my stomach within 10 minutes of being home from the McDonald's.
We didn't lose after you got it.
No. It's a long ball. I've been doing it for like 8 years. There's got to be a car in the drive-thru because that means it's fresh.
Yeah.
And then I pay cash, so there's no trail for the wife to see as much time as I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I throw it all away when I'm done eating it in the garage trash before I go inside to the kitchen. And there's no evidence.
In the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only evidence is like 5, 6, 7 weeks later, I put on like 15 pounds.
Stuff in the trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Hide it.
Man. Clint.
That's a hell of an order.
I don't know that the order is that strong. Like, I mean, I have gone to Wendy's and got a double and added bacon, and let's get it all large. Get me, you know, whatever drink I'm drinking.
But you're focused on the links you went to.
I'm probably Cherry Coke, and I've added a McDouble to it. I'm not going to lie. I've added a McDouble to it. And maybe a Frosty. Like, I've done those things before.
Go.
I think, but he's taking it further. I mean, he's going Big Mac. He's got a six-piece nugget with barbecue sauce. He's got a McDouble with pickles, but no pickles. He's got a fish filet, which is disgusting.
Ugh.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
But it is I have done that, ate that sucker, got cash. I have gone to a grocery store to get cash back just to know. Just give me some gum. I'll get cash back. Spend that so you can't run through and see. Damn, he just spent $21 at Wendy's. Can't do that. And then get into the garage and try to time it. Now I got to get around her car because she parks close. She's in front of the recycling and the trash can. Had to get around there quickly.
Pal.
Had to get around there quickly. My fat ass is moving as fast as
real
I can.
Real fast.
Around. And she really makes it a conundrum when she parks a little close to the wall.
And
I
got
to get
wrong?
Around her car to get it in there and then try to race back over just in case that she comes outside of the – she opens up the door to catch me. And it looks like I'm just getting out the car. I mean, when he said all that, I said, damn, man. I have done
the links you done. And he have gone through.
Oh yes,
that's impressive.
And the thing is, the real fatness of this is I have thought about this long before I've done it. This wasn't I just got off work. No, I've gotten cash back earlier in the day, just
knowing you were going to do it.
A full day of planning
for this and ate the dinner that she made.
I mean, it's impressive, boys.
Hold on.
10 minutes. You think he did? You think he gets that down in 10 minutes? My drive.
I think he's eating it on the way home, and then he's the whole way home.
But that. But I mean, that's a lot, though.
No. Yeah. No. It's a lot.
To get down in 10 minutes. Like that's my spirit. I said, damn, man, I've been there, man.
I like this guy.
I'm telling you, the amount of times, and I mean, she may not know it. She may know it now. She's probably listening. The amount of times I've had to try to get around her car to get to that trash and then try to get back prior to her.
I don't know that I've ever eaten that big of an order from a fast food. Yeah. I mean, I guess Jack in the Box tacos, like I've been drunk and just eaten 42 Jack, not really, but a lot.
Okay, if you're in the 20s, Jack in the Box.
No. I've never gotten to 20. Yeah, now I've been drunk and with my sister-in-law, we've knocked back 30 before together. But I don't like that many different items. Like, I mean,
I'm assuming
that's a Big McDonald's burger, the one they ordered.
The Big Mac. The
fish
there's
filet.
The Big Mac. There's
and
three
the nugget. Like, that's three specials.
He said, I'm guessing all of them aren't coming with fries. He said a Big Mac. I'm thinking the Big Mac is that's a meal because he's getting a Diet Coke. So I think that comes with fries. But then he said he also gets a double cheeseburger, no pickles, and a fish filet. So he's got three sandwiches.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
That's not even like.
I think I need to talk to Courtney about this. Because I'm going to tell you, my wife,
Either she's got like a greyhound nose or something, or a bloodhound nose. She would smell that fast food on me the minute I walked in the door. As much as y'all are eating,
she's probably smelt it on me.
I think I could sneak a quick like a Chick-fil-A nugget or something, and she not smell it. But if you get that, like three different items at a McDonald's or a Wendy's or a Jack in the Box, yeah, she's smelling that.
Why do y'all have to hide your nuggies though? Just let them free flow. Just let them be there.
It's embarrassing.
It's like a shame deal.
Because you know, well, it's a little bit of like, I know I got to eat this dinner, but damn, I'm hungry right now.
I want this right now.
And it's just like, damn, man, you just
first dinner just went, and second dinner. I got you.
I can work over. I can get up to at a Taco Bell, and I didn't looked up, and I've got four or five items.
Oh yeah,
I've reached the high teens.
My eyes get big.
Doing it, you don't think about it.
Like I can get real quick. Yeah, let me get that. Whatever that Nacho Bell Grande meal is, that I'm getting that with the drink and the chips and the cheese to dip in, and I can see myself getting into a nacho cheese chalupa. And all of a sudden, maybe a
beefy five-layer burrito.
Yes,
oh, must.
Yeah,
must.
Taco Bell. I could get carried away with tacos and be like, I just need one more, and I could one more myself to five or six. But y'all are ordering three or four different dinners. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, I would justify in my head like, I mean, it's just a McChicken. Just a McChicken sandwich. This ain't a meal. Like he ordered the fish fillet. And the Big Mac, those are meals, like those are big. Those,
I mean,
are
I'd say a nugget for a normal eater, a nugget meal is
say a six piece. That's easy. A six piece nugget meal. That's
child's play.
Yeah,
I don't think it's for most humans. It's not. I'm with you.
The six piece nugget is a kid's meal. That's a happy meal.
I'll add a six piece to something to
value meal.
That's it. Now that you know, when I would go up there and I'd get that 20 piece and fries, that was just...
I mean, my wife would do a six piece nugget at Chick-fil-A.
Nicholas does too.
We all agree, though. If you order filet of fish, that's freaking nasty. Hey,
by the way, I think Spencer
Getty's getting beat up, man.
In the first round, by the way,
he opened up the game with a homer, and now he's got a double and two doubles, 2-0. The Reds lead in the first inning with a runner on second with one out. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access behind that Area 45 with Creighton, Bajani and Creighton. So stay tuned, live and local till midnight now. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Thanks to Brandon Scott. Thanks to Danny Cannell. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Talk about Anthony Richardson being a super freak, or we had to talk about Jonathan Allen, super freak, Tyler. It's about an athlete. I mean, you sicko.
She's super freaky.
Yeah, that's where I knew your head was.
I'd pick Rick James, too.
Yeah?
I'd pick Rick James, too.
Super freaky.
She's super freaky.
Yeah, I think say, give me that wow, ow at the end. Is it ow, wow? What is it?
Super freaky. Ow.
Well, it wasn't that last one.
What is the five fingers? Say to the face. Slap. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Super freaky. Ow.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
I need a clinic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.